the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, he is from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He is the owner of Philadelphia Hypnotherapy Clinic, Hypnosis Clinic, rather. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Victor Tan to the program. Victor, welcome. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm okay.
That's good to hear. Welcome to the show. Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
All right.
And why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay. I'm a medical doctor who graduated medical school in 1976, so I'm kind of old. And my first profession in medicine was OBGYN, but then at some point I switched to holistic and integrative medicine, and hypnosis is part of holistic and integrative medicine, especially when we're talking about clinical hypnosis, not street hypnosis. And we successfully treat a lot of patients with different emotional conditions, anxiety, depression, insomnia, all kind of addictions, all kind of fears and phobias. You name it. And I'm 65 years old.
All righty. Now, years ago, what got you started on what you're doing? What sent you down this road?
I was working in a fertility clinic. I was a young medical doctor right after medical school. And I remember that case when I had to tell to one of my patients that she will never have baby because she's... her condition is not treatable. And about a year later, I met her on the street with a big, big belly. She was pregnant and ready to deliver. And I asked her how it happened. And she said she was treated by acupuncturist. And that's when I switched for holistic medicine. So I do acupuncture. I do homeopathic treatment and hypnosis.
All righty. Now, what kind of background or training does someone need to be able to do what you do now?
My first training was in medical school. It's psychotherapy. And then I was so lucky I met a British hypnotherapist, Jonathan Royal, in London. And I got training from him, and I work in his department in Royal Hospital in London. And then in the United States, I graduated the American School of Hypnosis in Maine.
All righty. Now, when somebody does reach out to you for the first time, what are they looking for? What do you see the most of?
Most emotional conditions like anxiety and depression. And probably number two, all forms of alcohol addiction, stop smoking, stuff like this.
All righty. And why do you think they choose you over someone else out there? What sets you apart?
First of all, I think that it is very important that I am not just hypnotist, but I am a medical doctor. So I'm looking on at each patient as a medical doctor, understanding the problem, understanding the core of the problem. And I know exactly where to put my treatment, which part of the patient's body I have to focus on, and how the brain works, and how the physiology of the human body works, and how to connect everything.
Alrighty. Now, walk me through a typical session. What's that like? What's somebody getting themselves into when they reach out to you?
Okay, the typical session lasts for about 90 minutes, 1.5 hours. And typical session consists of relaxation. And then when I see that the patient is in trance, I put the positive instruction in his subconscious mind. So probably you want to know, and the audience want to know what is hypnotic trance. And the hypnotic trance is nothing but condition when patient is open for suggestions. So the way I hypnotize patient, I make him, people ask me, will I sleep? It's not exactly sleep. It's between sleep and active. So patient hear my voice, hears everything I am saying, and patient doesn't care about everything that goes around. And while patient in this condition, he is open for suggestion, and that's why I read my script to put the right instruction in his subconscious mind.
All righty. Now, where do you think you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you?
Say it again?
Where do you see yourself moving forward? What's your plans for the future?
Actually, we are big enough. We have huge center, a huge clinic, and we do all kinds of holistic medicine, hypnosis and acupuncture and homeopathy and Reiki, everything that you may know about holistic medicine. And I'm just trying to continue to develop it. I'm 65, as I said, I'm almost ready for retirement, but I hope I will work another 10, 15 years.
All righty, and how can my audience reach out and contact you if they want to find out more information?
First of all, our website. It's vivahealthylife.com. Viva, V-I-V-A. vivahealthylife.com. And our phone number, 267-403-3085.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are so welcome, and for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.